This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ba da ba ba ba.
I'm loving drag her. Welcome to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast in the whole world.
Yes, that's Manu Agapian.
That's Nicole Byer. And as the world
I apparently last week said, can you listen to the episode and find the quote? I really want the quote replayed.
You said something like, I'm not getting coronavirus.
Okay. Oh, I stand by that. I'm not getting coronavirus.
I like that. But you were like, let's go to theme parks, honey.
Okay, I take that back. Social distancing is where it's at. Manu and I are very far apart.
Do not go out. Don't see people.
Yeah. If you don't have to go outside, don't go outside.
You need to.
Also, if you need to go to a restaurant, go at an off-peak hour. So you're maybe the only person in there with like another person.
If that.
But
sit home and eat rice and beans,
yes,
bitch.
You don't need to be shoulder to shoulder.
No.
Also, if you live in Detroit or Chicago, but then also those people were flying everywhere. I'm worried and
Please
be smart.
Be smart and know that this podcast might go to some sort of Skype situation in the very distant future, in the very soon future, because we want to fucking live.
Yeah, and Jesus. Yeah, it's okay. Let's talk about.
Should we talk about? This, I mean, look, we love you
be
guys.
Be safe. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Aloe and alcohol. I think the ingredients to making your own hand sanitizer is 3/4 of a cup of aloe to maybe 2 cups of, I don't know. It's on the internet, but it's oil or aloe vera and alcohol.
If you can't find any other alcohols,
I can't find.
Hydrogen peroxide kills germs, and that's pretty easy to find.
Wash your hands, carry lotion. Mine aren't lotioned up, but you know.
Don't go out. Even if you love someone, stay away from them.
Yes.
Even if there's someone you're living with, you need to be 2 meters away from them.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
are meters?
Honey.
We're in America, honey. We're not in Japan.
Okay.
We're not in Greece.
Come on.
What are meters? I'm just calling out all the places you go.
I don't know. It's about 6 feet.
If not
a little more. I'm sorry that I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I think it's 6 feet. If you don't hoard food either.
No.
You don't need to do that because if the government does, if we are in a lockdown, pharmacies and supermarkets per Italy have stayed open. So I assume it would be the same thing here.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But guys, you really just need to get into your home.
Yeah.
Do your yogas and your meditations in your fucking bedroom.
Ooh, maybe I'll do yoga tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do some today, maybe just for my mental health, too.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll do it today, too.
Yeah, it's
serious. I don't know why I'm waiting for tomorrow.
I don't know, because honestly, tomorrow is not promised.
Tomorrow is not promised, but I surely will be inside again. I've been inside for two. I've literally left my house once a day.
Yeah.
For the last 3 days, and it's been mind-numbing.
Yeah. It's been tough, and we're going to get into it. Get into Google Hangouts.
Apparently, that's a thing. I can't do that. I don't really love a FaceTime.
Okay.
I don't really love a Google Hang, but I think maybe I'll have to start doing that to see the people I love.
I think you're gonna a little bit.
I just think it's so wild that, like, all the comedians I know on Instagram are like, stay inside, don't do that. And then, like, a lot of, like, regular-ass people are like, live your life, go to Red Robin. And you're like, Red Robin will be there.
Fuck off. If thousands more people get infected because you needed bottomless basket of fries, which are nasty. My friend Steve went to Red Robin. We went to Red Robin.
Uh-huh.
We ate our food. He very calmly, 10 minutes after eating it, went, I need to throw up. He threw it right back up.
Oh, Steve.
Got back in the car and said, okay. Now I'm better because the poison of Red Robin is out of my body.
Oh, wow. I've never been to a Red Robin.
Scum. It's nasty. Okay. Don't eat it.
Never been.
It's so disgusting and overpriced. Okay. But so you're here to talk about drag.
This is RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12, Episode 3.
The editing has been good because we're trying to get Sherry Pie out of the picture.
She who must not be named.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even clock. She was removed so much from the episode until she won the challenge.
I know.
I was like, oh, wow, this is an intense edit.
This is going to be very interesting to see how it affects the edit. We've always seen some messy moments, like in the intro of like just like the double wig removal from Jan. And then just weird moments of like, you're the winner, Jan. You're the winner, Sherry. And then she's like, oh, moving on.
Yep.
moving on.
But like, honestly, bravo to World of Wonder.
Yes.
For not giving her screen time because why endear her to America? And honestly, I think they should have given World of Wonder, I think they were trying to give him an ultimatum when they released, because I think it was BuzzFeed who broke it. They broke it, I think, an hour before the second premiere. And I was like, maybe if you had broken it a week ago, they could have edited her out of episodes. But I think they were like, so this is what we're dropping. What are you going to do? And they're like, well, we're not going to re-edit the episode. We don't have time.
We can start doing the other ones, but it's going to be a disaster.
But like,
it's going to be messy.
It sucks.
I also want to say we haven't called out yet that the runway song is Superstar, which is like a remix of Superstar, which is like such an old RuPaul song.
It really is.
I don't mind it, but it's also like, really, RuPaul?
Well, I miss America. Wait, no, the end song is American. Wait, what is the runway song?
Gonna love you as you are.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You might remember it from the season three challenge where they had to all sing a different musical style of Superstar.
Yes.
And I wish the runway song was Carmen Carrera's.
That was the reggae version. Where Shangela sneakily was like, I want reggae.
Can I get the heel on that reggae?
Reggae is my favorite type of music. Oh, yeah, I love reggae.
And
man, that was diabolical. Shangela, game player for life. I love Shangela.
The time has come. Waiting with feels like forever. Oh, I love Shangela forever. She's perfect. Get the heel on the reggae. I want to say, when these queens come back in the workroom, they have to do another look.
Episode one girls had to do a separate other look. Just
so mean.
For a tableau.
Yes, just like in season six. And they were sickening looks. I remember the ones in season six. Where I was like, that's a great look that we get 30 seconds of.
Yeah, I mean, they look stunning. I think Heidi in closet, now Heidi Ho, maybe?
Maybe there, yeah, probably Heidi Ho now. That look is fucking great.
I love her. Gigi,
she's wearing this sort of graphic neon little mini skirt.
And she's got a mohawk.
Which we're going to see that wig again. That's probably too good of a wig.
And then she had blue lipstick.
Yes, but this is the right wig for that look.
She looks cute.
Yes.
Gigi looks cute.
Gigi looks stunning. She looks very Angelica
Austin.
Honestly,
I need someone to pull Heidi aside and like just give her some pointers on how to beat her. Yeah. I mean, when she asked Nicki Minaj, why do you hate my face and makeup?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, girl, look in the mirror. We can see your wig line. It's all wonky.
She has since posted ashy. An updated look of that and like being like, yes, it was busted. Here's a better version of the look.
Oh, has she? I don't know if I follow her. Yes. I got to get her.
She's from Ramsor, which is hella close to Greensboro. Greensboro in the house. I want everyone to know I did call Gigi Angelica Austin on purpose because she looks younger than Houston. We have Widow Von Don't. Ooh, better do.
I'm so sorry. I went to Heidi in closet.
And
this is she changed up the wig. Little Pussycat wig's different. Mm-hmm. It's not a Party City one. And it does look very cute.
Good for her.
I love her.
Me too. Widow Von Do looks pretty good. I feel like this is a good use of like, I'm not going to give you my best look. I'm going to give you an okay look.
Yes.
Red bodysuit and lovely braids.
Mm-hmm. I like the braids. The wig was it for me.
Yes. This Frida Kahlo look from Crystal is too good for her to waste on this.
I agree.
Yes.
But it is her same paint.
Yes, it is the same paint.
So, I mean... I did like it, but I was like, I'm excited to see what else she can do.
Yes.
Because I'm a stan. I really like Crystal Method.
I'm ready to see more from her.
But we got to see a little bit more.
Yes. Jackie looking disco. Ready for her to update her looks, but whatever. Yeah. She looks pretty cute.
I think she looks cute. I'm here for it.
That's a proper use of this look, though. I'm not going to give you like the most. She's wearing a cute wrap dress with sequins. Yes, yes. Keep it pushing. Britta's wearing a lovely little orange fiery number.
Britta, I don't want to be rude, but Britta has all of the teeth, but also no teeth at the same time.
What do you mean?
There's like, she's missing some teeth. I'm like, it's like she's got big front chiclets, uh-huh. And then like whiffs of air on the side. This sounds so mean. It's not like, I'm not reading her for it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just something I've noticed.
Yeah.
All the teeth and no the teeth.
Know the teeth. And as you know, her allegations of they have not been validated.
Okay.
Is the latest
allegations
news story.
Are wild. Did you get into them?
I got a little into them. I've looked up a little bit and basically they are not validated.
Okay.
She went on record saying these were disproven 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But they came back out since I'm on TV. Oh. Now, we can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
But unlike the Sherry Pie incident, there were not multiple scenarios.
Okay.
There was this one scenario where Britta said we were both drinking and this person does not recall how we had ours is together. Uh-huh. I know the jury is still out on that, but it is not nearly as objectionable as
Allison Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
What a name to pick.
Miss Mosley.
Oh, is it Mosley?
Whatever, Mosley.
Oh, yes, there's no L.
Whatever.
I love
Miss Mosley if you're nasty.
Just putting letters where they don't belong.
You love it.
I love a thing. I've been calling, I think it's Kylo Ren, but I've been calling him Cucklo Ren.
Cucklo Ren. He is kind of a cuck.
Is he? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you.
But it's the next
cucky.
One.
And okay. Nikki looks cute. Whatever.
Nikki looks adorable. I loved the meh. That transitioned into hugs immediately.
Good canon. And that's canon too, to be like, we're in a fight. Uh-huh. No, we're not.
Yes. I just learned about canon and legend. Is that what that is?
Maybe.
Canon is part of the like fandom and then like legend is like not.
I think it's flipped.
Oh.
Canon is like part of the creator's.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said it the other way around.
No, canon.
Legend.
Canon is like the creators.
Series,
the heart of it. And then legend is okay. Like, oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's correct, I think.
Okay, who knows?
I heard that Newcomers episode too, though.
Oh, thank you.
I'm learning too, because I like Star Wars, but I'm not one
You're
of
those.
You're not
deep, 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 deep.
Mm-mm, except for the Ewok movies.
I also loved that. Did you clock that the first group lied about their fights?
Yes, I loved that.
Yes, because they were like, we're not going to show our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they had time to strategize how they were going to fuck with the second group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart. That is smart. They very, lie about the fighting.
Very, very smart.
Jada's wig fell a little bit, but she still looks delicious.
Oh, also, I need to apologize to Jada because in my little review last week, I was in Arlington, Texas, and I called her Jaden.
Mm.
And someone clocked me for that. So I apologize, Jada. I really feel bad. Okay. No, she's like my favorite queen in, like, of the season, and I fucked up her name. But I think I just had Jaden Dior Fierce on the brain.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Get Miss Jaden Dior Fierce.
I miss her.
I miss her too. I miss her RuPaul from whatever happened to Merle Ginsburg.
Honestly, iconic challenge.
Yeah.
I just watched it last night.
You did?
I'm going through season during quarantine. I've been going through season 7.
Mother does not play that shit.
Mother does not play that. And then she forgot her line and then like just walked away and they didn't edit that part
out.
Oh
my God.
And then Candy Ho makes it further than anyone would ever think. And so does Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Not, and Candy Ho did not have her kitchen sink out. She had her kitchen table.
Truly.
Her blenders.
The chairs,
her fridge.
The paper towels.
The
like,
island.
She could never cover her hair.
My God.
And I was like, bitch, get a bigger wig or something.
Girl.
I don't know what you need to do.
Mm-mm.
And then she would like paint a beard on.
Girl.
Oh my goodness.
Girl. Girl, girl,
okay.
Girl.
Okay. So Rue comes out in this fucking tropical
Ooh.
Fantasy suit. He looked like a fucking vacation. It was sickening.
Oh, yeah.
I was gagging over
Sunset
it. I loved
on the
it.
Serengeti.
And
gorgeous.
Then,
I love they also, I would say they also brought up Team Talent, which is an important season 3 reference. When like the girls are fighting with
that.
Each other, they're like Team Talent.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Just a good reminder of when there was Heathers and Boogers.
Oh, I loved a Heather and a Booger.
Team Talent versus Team Look.
It's kind of wild how much of prior, like there's so many callbacks.
There are nothing but callbacks, and I love
it's,
it.
You cannot just get into it now. You'll have so many questions.
Sometimes it hinders the success of stuff, like in this episode.
Yeah.
Where the Ornatias were.
Oh, Ornatia was wild, but I was so pleased that they brought.
I was pleased.
That they brought back.
Vivacious?
Vivacious.
And she clearly recorded those takes.
Oh, boy.
On
I
a
was
phone
like,
while
can
taking
we-
a shit.
Can we show Vivacious wearing Ornatia?
Yes.
Like, can this queen get some screen time?
She had to have sent those in.
Yes, but I was like, an older black queen who's got this iconic thing that we all remember.
I know.
Let's give her face.
I know.
To go with the Ornatia. No, I don't know if she's hurt for money or whatever, but I was just like, wouldn't that be a nice thing?
That would be so nice. And also, it was like, it felt like they were like, hey, oh, great, Vivacious, we got the iPhone audio file. Would you like to record another take? Mm-mm.
No.
No. Mother
no.
does.
Mother does one take. So then.
Mother has left. Okay, wait, then what happens? With the mini challenge?
We get a shady little mini challenge.
Ooh.
Where
we have Widow lining up the other girls from top to bottom.
Yes.
And Jada,
Jada
also doing that.
Yes.
Now, to me, this is proof that the producers were never going to put Aiden in the bottom two. Because as soon as someone was like, put Aiden in the worst or in the
yes.
least safe, to me, that's proof that the producers are like, we need to keep them on their toes. So even though Aiden shits the bed, we can't put her in the bottom two where she belonged to be.
Why do you think that?
I can't think of another reason why she wasn't in the bottom two, because she looked bad.
In her runway?
Yes.
She truly looked like she went to Forever 21.
Yeah.
Honestly, she bring one wig?
And one look?
She has one face and one wig.
And those bows, the look cost $7.62.
Yes. And I'm all for being a cheap queen.
But
like, we could have, I would have worn that out to, like, get my nails done.
Girl.
I was like, this wasn't a look. This is, like, Nicole Byer minimum.
No.
For, like, a colorful look.
To me, that was, like, when a tween first discovers the color pink. And she's like, is this a look? And you're like, yeah, sure, honey. That's a look.
I mean, it was, hold on. We'll get to
okay,
that.
Okay, we have to get there.
So,
we have to get there.
Jada and, we said that. Jada, no. Wait, who?
Jada, okay, so Widow lines them up. Sherry, Jan, Dahlia, Rock, Aiden.
Yes.
And Jada lines them up. Gigi, Britta, Nikki, Jackie, Crystal, Heidi.
And I kind of was like, not too far off from where I would rank queens.
Not too far at all. No, no, no. Except Miss Heidi is going to really surprise us.
Yes. And
She's
then Heidi
funny.
Goes, fuck all them bitches.
She also talks to Bruno.
Love
Oh, I
Heidi.
Love her. She says to Bruno, I watched you on TV for a long time. I love her.
She's so adorable. So the challenge is.
World's worst.
World's worst.
Oh my God.
It's an improv challenge.
But it's not.
it's not because they're given guidelines which within to improvise and like costumes to improvise in. Improvising is so difficult.
Yes.
One. Two, to add costumes to it with framework. It was like a short form game. So I would like it is improv, but it's definitely short form, not long form. And
there's a lot of story, which we know
there was
improv
too much
is
story.
Not about plot.
No.
It's about pattern.
Yes. But short form will get plotty. Have you ever done short form?
Yes, I did in college.
Short
comedy
form
sports,
is
honey.
So
wild.
Wildly, like, it is like a fever dream. It is true. Like, I didn't realize that you couldn't, like, use profanity during short form.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was in Georgia doing this, like, short form set. Like, we were there for the weekend, me and two other girls, my old group doppelganger, and I, like, cursed. And then they made me wear this hat.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone, like, sang this song about how I'm filthy. I was like, this is... We're adults. What's
I've
happening?
I've gotten a brown bag foul in
it's
comedy sports.
It's so wild.
And I remember, like, because usually the joke, in comedy sports, the joke is you're supposed to actually say something sort of naughty and get the brown bag foul. Like, say, like, poo, and like, oh, brown bag. But I was like, cunt. And they were like, oh, my God.
I think I was like, let's skull fuck some children. And they were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
So we have a lot. We're going to have so many improv opinions because we do improv. We fucking
do it. I've done it for a fucking decade.
I've done it for so long, so I have nothing but opinions. This is sketch comedy. I need to say some more. Sketch comedy runs on pattern and behavior. Mm-hmm. Like RuPaul kind of says, it is not about story.
No.
When you watch SNL, you're not like, what's the story?
No, you're looking at like jokes per minute. You want to laugh.
Yes. What's the behavior? How do we keep doing it?
So, okay.
Okay.
Which group do you want to talk about first?
Okay, well, let's talk about just in the room. They're pre-writing their improv, first mistake. Britta immediately is like, I don't trust Aiden. I pity her.
Yes.
I'm like, girl.
I was like, this is coming out of left field. Like, I get that, like, Aiden is, you know, I'm weird and not really showcasing her talents, but, like, I don't think she's done anything so...
Not yet.
Terrible that you can't trust her.
And the spirit of improv is help each other.
Yes. Well, somebody was like, yes, and.
Oh,
and I
God.
Couldn't. I screamed.
I literally cut my dick off.
It was truly insane.
When Jackie, and I think she's amazing, but just hearing her be like, look, I'm an expert. And I know, yes, and. It's like,
yes.
Okay, what else, though?
What else? Yes, and. You can't just yes, and. It's...
Oh, it's so much more.
Improv is so much harder than what people let on.
Exactly. Because yes and means saying yes to the reality.
Yes.
And sometimes that means saying no.
No.
Right?
We're calling out something that's insane. There was barely any straight men.
No.
Everyone was like a wackadoo. Except for, I will say, there was a straight man. So if you don't know what a straight man is, so there's like a Looney Tune who's like real wacky, who's like, I can't eat watermelon because they're squirrels. And then the straight man would be like, the squirrels are the seeds. Like, you
right.
justifying whatever.
The squirrels are the seeds.
Why? Like, I said the watermelon has squirrels in it. So the squirrels are the seeds. So, okay.
So in this case, I'm the straight man. And
yes.
I'm saying, Nicole, what are you talking about?
Yes. But, okay, Heidi, Jackie, and Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
When Gigi dies and the girls are trying to justify that she's still alive,
right.
They're the straight men calling out that they're weakened at burning Gigi.
Right.
Which I thought this was really funny.
Yeah, wait, I agree. Wait, I thought this was the most successful one.
Yes. And I think it's because they had a wacky premise,
mm-hmm.
but they played it pretty straight.
Yes.
And it was like, we know she's dead, but we have to make it seem like she's not dead. And then
right.
Heidi spin out her fucking flipper. This like slow Charlie's Angels pose. I thought it was the outfits
were
really funny.
I thought this was also a good example of sharing the unusual thing.
Yes.
Like good improv,
yes.
good group games. Like you share the unusual thing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't have theatrical focus.
Yes, because Heidi was doing so many fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And at times it felt like Jackie was watching Heidi perform. And I was like, bitch, stay in the scene. Because when Heidi stops talking, that's your moment. Like,
yes.
listen to what she's saying, because they don't understand that yes and is you have to listen and then add on to what they're saying, as opposed to like, you finish talking, I'm going to say something real wild that has nothing to do with what you were saying. Exactly. And then when Gigi popped alive at the end, because other two died, I was like, yeah, Gigi was dead for most of it, but like, what a fun little pop for her to get at the end.
Yes.
I thought it was very evenly matched. I thought it was well done.
This also reminded me of the improv note I sometimes give where mm-hmm. it's a, like, so passive aggressive doesn't work in improv.
Correct.
Unless you do it aggressively.
Who is being passive aggressive?
Like, you know what I mean? That thing of like, we're not dead.
Oh, yes, you know what I mean? Yes, it's like,
that only works if you choose to do that aggressively. And a good example is Lucille Ball.
Yes.
She did passive aggressive, but when she did it, it was so fucking huge.
Yes.
The comedic choice was clear.
Correct.
Which is why it is still, it's like, she's not dead. It's like, oh, she's fucking goddamn dead.
Yes.
So it works.
And you have to fully commit to, she's not dead. She's not dead. Because if you're just like, she's not dead, you're like, okay, great. So she's not dead. It's like, you're not trying to sell a lie. You're trying to sell that we're going to keep performing with this dead person.
And I thought they could have puppeted her more.
I agree.
Like, she's not dead. And look, she's thinking about what she wants mm-hmm. to eat today. Have some fun moving her limbs. Talk about short form.
It is short form.
I also need to say about the workroom a couple more things.
Ooh, sorry.
Because I need to say that Heidi is an icon with a Q. Mm-hmm. because she is just laughing at herself.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they're just like walking around the workroom as old people when they were like, we have to get in character. Uh-huh. That killed my soul a little
bit. Heidi is so funny. I really think Heidi is gonna really like slay. I can't remember what my order is. But, like, now that I've watched episodes, I'm like, I'm wrong.
Of course. That's the trick.
I ranked Dahlia Sin to go all the way.
I know. Well, that was also gutted and rotted. Wait. Jackie's leading in the workroom. They're talking about what to pick. Rock wants to be the apple. She's not going to be the apple.
That was very funny when Rock was like, well, I should be the apple. Rue wants me to stand out. And I think it was well within Jada's rights to go, well, we already picked, and just because Rue wants you to come out of your shell doesn't mean you get my part. Come out of your fucking shell with the orange.
You can make anything work.
Yes.
And I just want to say, of course, the El DeBarge moment was wild, of Rue being like, you look like El DeBarge, who the hell knows who that is?
Yeah, who's El DeBarge?
But it was that weird music clip where they were like, you look like this artist from this song. I don't even remember what the song was.
That was to Crystal Method, right?
Yeah.
With her little, I love Crystal Method. I am truly here for her.
Love her. Heidi said she improvs in the bedroom. That was gaggy.
That was so funny. And then when Rue was like, Heidi in closet. It's awful because it's Heidi in, and it's missing the, like, Heidi Ho would be better. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one she gave her?
Heidi Seek, because I thought of Heidi Seek. Heidi Howdy? She was like, Heidi Howdy or maybe, something.
Yeah, but Heidi Ho is funny. And I don't want her to be like associated with Candy Ho.
No, you don't want to be.
The Ho's.
No, the Ho family is very exclusive. I do want to say that Rock not being Apple made me want to start a very Nina Bonina moment.
Yes, should have been Black China.
I should have been the Apple.
I should have been the apple.
And if she's smart, she'll say that at the beginning of the next one. Can we just talk about, we already talked about the Ornatia ones, but God, these Ornatia quotes are nuts.
Did you write any of them down?
I did. I think the first one she says is, Mother has Orion. Can you do it with 10% energy?
Mother has arrived.
Now, can you do it with like, it's a question at the end for no reason?
Mother has arrived.
Reminds me of when she was in the Scream Queens Challenge. When she was like, no wonder I'm a rampage bitch monster. God. For a sickening queen. Okay, wait, Charo is also just gaggy, I have to say
Charo is so funny.
So good.
And when they read Nikki for not being funny, and she was like, well, it's confusing English. And they're like, yeah, but Charo doesn't know any English. Mm-hmm. Charo's funny. Yeah. Just be funny.
Charo like, also had some great, just straight up good jokes of like, it was this or community service or traffic school, whatever.
Yeah, Charo's great.
She's an icon.
It was very funny. And then Ross, I guess Ross's function was to straight man the crazy.
Yeah.
But to me, That's not improv.
Interesting. Expound.
Like, so, yes, we're all in this scene, but truly, Ross, you are not in the scene.
Right.
You are almost as if, in short form, you're the one calling out games or something.
Right.
You're the Drew Carey? Drew Carey of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
So somebody had a straight man up on that stage right. during the scenes. So during these scenes, somebody needed to be straight manning.
And you like you're saying, like a good straight man or voice of reason feeds the game.
Yes.
They're not just like, why?
Yes.
They're like, wait a second. Do I notice that this is happening?
Uh-huh. And that's why during the fruits, the fruit one's absolutely wild.
Wait, we have to talk about the squirrel one first.
Okay.
Right? Am I being crazy?
Maybe you talk about the squirrel one first.
Wait, but no, I was just wait, like,
my
me,
example
to
was.
Talk to me. Sorry, I'm being
so
crazy.
So, Rock, Dahlia, and Jan were floundering
uh-huh.
because they were all crazy people.
Right.
And then Jada comes in as the bad apple, which
mm-hmm.
is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, she literally tells what's going on. You guys are lying. But,
right.
like, they weren't lying hard enough, and there was no straight man to be like, that's not right. That's
yes.
not right. But I will say, for me, I was like, ugh. And then Jada came in, and I thought that was very funny. And I thought
yes.
Rock was pretty funny.
It was okay. And I have, like, we love this sort of shit. So, like, I have a million pitches on how to
mm-hmm.
make it better. With Brock Ally.
Okay, my
okay.
God.
If Brock Ally is an ally, then
yes.
it should be straight.
Yes.
And then you can make more jokes about
yes.
how all vegetables are straight, like
yes.
asparagus and carrots.
Yes.
Or be a straight
corn.
Closet case.
Or, yeah.
Corn.
I don't think Dahlia Sin understood
no.
that broccoli was straight.
Even in the critique, she's like, so you would have been straight. And she's like, I just wanted to be demure.
I just wanted to be gorgeous,
no.
stunning, and sickening.
That's not the joke.
All right, bitch.
And then you get to make an eggplant joke,
yes.
which is a missed opportunity. Raw jokes were missed. And why would sexy broccoli be funny?
Well, I think sexy people think sexy will do everything for them. Good-looking people don't understand that, like, you have to change it up.
Yes. 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 There should not be multiple sexy characters. They need to be way more specific.
Yes.
Way more specific.
Yes.
Even Blanche Devereaux, who is sexy, she is a retired old
mm-hmm.
slut. Who's also, like, a smart old slut.
Yes.
And she owns her sexuality. It's
mm-hmm.
not passive. Like, she's a great example of specificity with sexy.
Yes.
Not
but
just, like,
hot people. Don't understand that.
No.
They live in a bubble where they're told they're beautiful, they're hot, they don't need anything else. It's all you need, baby.
No.
Us fucking uggos, on the other hand.
We get to be funny.
We try multiple things out until one thing works. And you're like, funny?
Do you want to fuck? You don't want to fuck me.
No. Nope.
How about now?
Do you want to giggle with me? Ah, yes. Every man I've ever met has only wanted to giggle with me.
That made you laugh? Well, then if that is true, then this must be true.
Okay, now we can talk about the squirrel.
Okay, yes, I have so much more to say, though, about broccoli.
Oh, okay, what more?
Ornacia says, this team is the pits.
Yes.
I guess that's a pun. Apple shows up. Okay, broccoli is not reacting.
No, to anything.
They're not playing at the top of their intelligence,
no.
which is another improv note. I it was very kindergarten-y for Dahlia to charge at the apple and think that would get a reaction.
Yep, and then they all play bumper cars.
Oh, girl.
It was tough to watch.
It was tough. There's some puns in there. But then, yeah, the fruit reversal thing
and,
kind
I mean, like,
of works.
Maybe they don't have time for this, but I was like, they should have someone come just do a 15-minute crash course on improv.
Yes.
Just be like, here's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. It's even like with Snatch Game, it's like, here's your behavior.
Yes.
Hit this behavior as many times as possible. Puns, sure.
Yes.
But, like, it is about behavior. Like, when you watch recurring sketches,
mm-hmm.
you watch them not because it's like, ooh, what happened to that character and where do they
no.
live? No.
You just want to watch Tracy Morgan talk to animals that aren't there.
Exactly.
That's all you want.
You
want
to watch that Kristen Wiig surprise lady continue
yes.
to not be able to contain
yes.
surprises.
That's it. You don't care what the situation, you just want to see that character.
When you see Miss Problematic Miss Swan,
huh.
you just want to see her do that same thing
uh-huh.
in other places.
Yes.
Or with new people. That's
yes.
Well, I think we should talk about Squirrel Scouts. But first, I think we got to take a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Is the break done?
Bring back my break. Can we get another read of Nicole on Bring Back My Break?
Bring back my break. I just watched season 7 where she goes, bring back my girls.
I was literally thinking of that.
So funny.
And it's one of the best Rue looks, period, bar none.
Stunning.
She's like a gorgeous bunny.
Yes, this golden bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Widow, we're Squirrel Scouts.
Killed.
What?
Widow killed.
Oh, Widow smashed, which made me was like, oh, she's going to win, if not be top in Snatch Game,
she was
too.
Really fucking funny.
She was kind of in my top this week.
Yes, like her skirt tucked in her underwear.
Love it.
Just like, at first I was like, is she playing a touched person? I don't know how to say that in a nice, kind way.
Well, the main takeaway is she was playing behavior.
Yes, but then we find out she's drunk. And she had barbecue sauce on her. She had such great, funny specifics.
Specifics, honey.
That was
sticks
in
for
the
tampons.
World. Sticks. Oh, I use sticks as tampons is what I wrote
barbecue
down. It made me
sauce.
Laugh so hard.
That was also a big setup for her. Like, I'm not mad at any queen, but the fact that the other queens were like, this is this badge. This is this badge. And it's barbecue.
Yes.
That is.
It was perfect.
They should have also done other ones for the other girls.
Correct. But
that would have been funny for the sexy girl. But also, why is a little girl being sexy? That to me was a trick.
Maybe.
To me, okay. So first of all, the girl can be sexy if we divorce our brains from it.
Yes.
But it's also very strange that we're like, you're a Girl Scout and you're a slut. That feels like a trap to me.
Oh,
Because part of why Blanche Devereaux can be a slut is because she's a consenting adult. Yes. But when you're like, you're an 8-year-old slut, what's she going to talk about? Blowing
well,
Scout
okay,
Master
they should have
John?
Aged it up. But maybe adult Girl Scouts? I don't know what the level is. There are adult Girl Scouts.
There are, but they look like little girls to me, which is why I was like, was she shot in the foot of being sexier?
They could have aged it up and been like, said we're adult Girl Scouts.
But also, if the specifics were funny enough, we would have laughed either way.
Yes, but using sticks as tampons really got me.
Like, even a horny little girl trying to flirt with her teacher and the teacher refuses is funny.
Honestly, that I think is too advanced. I don't think those three could play. Where slutty Girl Scouts who understand the age of consent, but they're like trying to get there, but keep getting shot down. Like that's honestly too complex. Like
you're right,
we can do it. I've done it so many times. It's one of my favorite games to play.
Yes,
like a child being like, I'm asking for it.
And that's also where the voice of reason or the voice
should
straight
I,
man.
Should we edit that out?
No.
I like to let children
know. No,
no, no.
Because here's why. Here's why this works. Because then you have a straight man or a voice of reason.
Who's like, no, little girl, no.
No. What the fuck are you doing? Like, like you're 9. Then the voice of reason, as logical, makes us feel comfortable about laughing at this idea because no one gets.
Because no one's
weird.
Actually. Yes. No. And. Also, my favorite improv scenes are ones that are a critique of the world.
Yes.
Those are my favorite, where you're like, oh, shit, that was very fucking funny, but like, wow.
Yes.
Ooh, we're all fucked up.
But that's a truthful thing, right? When you're too young and you want to wanna bump.
Like, so Shira and I talked about this on another podcast recently, but one of my favorite improv scenes was we were playing two kids at the end of the world. I was a little boy, she was a little girl, and I took on an abusive husband where I was like, I kept saying, I watched my daddy do this to my mom.
Yes.
And I was like, you have to learn how to cook dinner. And she was like, oh. And then, like, it was just like a social commentary that, like, what you do in front of your kids will learn. And then this man afterwards was like, I liked that scene where you were the little kids.
Boy.
And you told her she had to learn because women have to learn. And I was like,
no.
You missed it. You missed it.
And as two women.
Yes.
You there's a satire slant.
Yes.
Making fun of domestic abuse and how you learn it as a kid.
Yes.
If you could have done it if you were male identifying, but it wouldn't have been
but
as easily
no,
hilarious.
No, because it would have been like, oh, this is the thing that's like. Well, like, I don't know. Whenever I watch an improv scene where a big man calls a small woman a bitch,
exactly.
I'm like, ugh,
not
yikes.
Interesting.
It happens too often.
But when a girl, in it, because improv is drag too. Mm-hmm. When a girl, if a girl bitch slaps a 6-foot-tall man in improv scene and says, give me my money, ho, that's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's because we're commenting on the world and we're also punching up, which is another great thing in comedy, period. Okay, is there a joke about Roxy's bus stop in this?
I believe so. I think the Girl Scouts were left at the bus stop. And I'm like...
There's like two of them.
And I'm after Katya's iconic read of the bus stop in season 3 of All Stars. I was like, let's leave it alone.
I agree. But yeah, they need to be more specific. And it shocks me that Crystal... Yeah, okay, so we just need
Crystal,
to leave the Roxy joke alone.
Yes.
And Crystal needs to be more specific.
Crystal was... She just looked lost. She truly couldn't find her footing. And then Nikki Doll, if you had asked her where she was, she would have been like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Maybe you know.
The Louvre. But they make a classic improv mistake, and we're giving away all our good improv advice for free. The only thing you can't do in improv is say maybe.
Yes.
And they kept saying, like, I don't know.
Yes.
You can say yes, and you can say no.
Uh-huh.
You cannot say maybe.
Because then where is your scene going? You're just going to talk circles around what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And when they're like, is it organic? They're like, You would get a laugh if you either say, hell no.
Yeah.
Or, fuck yes it is.
Uh-huh.
We don't sell fucking bullshit peanut butter.
I would say if you are lost in an improv scene, just make a choice. And it can be the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you make a wrong choice, like I was in an improv. We're talking so much about improv.
This
but
is
we're
the
fucking
challenge
nerds.
Is.
So I was in an improv we're class nerds. With this girl from South Africa who had just never heard of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people, like, she specifically was the, she didn't know who Batman was, which happens. And she said it in the scene, she was like, I don't know who. And then our teacher was like, be Batman.
Yeah.
They called you Batman, be Batman. Mm-hmm. And what she did was the funniest thing I've ever seen. She truly was like, okay, I'm doing a terrible impression of her voice. She's like, I am a bat, but I am also a man.
That is so funny.
And then
funny.
She started screaming and then morphed into a Batman. She like moved her body around and she's like, he's here, the bat. And her scene partner truly didn't know what to do.
Great.
But we were guffawing.
Yes.
Because it was like, that was the wrongest choice.
Yes. But confidence.
But like confidently, what a treat to watch.
We don't watch comedy for accuracy.
No.
Every episode of Lucy is, she can't do this.
Yes.
And she
and
puts
she
everything
says,
into
I
it.
I will do it.
Yes.
I never know what the fuck. I learn on stage every time.
Why you're a sickening comedian.
Thank you. I was in a scene with Marcy Giroux, famously. She loves bringing this up. Where I learned two important things on stage. One, where I was with Sasheer, and I said, whatever, women only have two eggs. And Sasheer looked at me and went, wait a minute. Do
Nicole?
You? Yeah, it was very much like, the scenes, we're on stage.
We are stopped.
But do you really think women have two?
Halting then, production of this improv scene.
And
halt.
Then I try to explain the female reproductive system.
You thought it was just two eggs
just two
up
eggs.
Here.
And then I was, it was very funny. And then with Marcy, she was like, well, I guess you're going to go fishing. And I was like, well, good luck fishing. We're at a lake. And she was like, whoa, do you not think fish are in lakes?
Yes.
And I was like, no, they're in the ocean.
No.
She's like, they're in the lakes too. And then the scene ended with me going, then where is sushi?
What?
Okay.
Wait, I have more to say because I agree. First of all, that's why you're a great comedian, because you're not afraid to be vulnerable.
Yeah, just
you're
commit.
Go for it. Go commit. A couple quotes I've already said, and I'm going to say again. One is that no one watches comedy to watch a trained mm-hmm. dancer dance well.
Mm-hmm.
We watch comedy to watch an untrained dancer do their damnedest.
Yes.
And another thing I need to say is people ask me this all the time when they're like, what if I don't know Lord of the Rings? I'm like, pretend.
Who, that me like I.
That's carte blanche.
I don't. All I know is it's like little hobbits trying to get a ring.
Exactly.
But like in the moment,
make
I would be like.
Make up a character name right now.
I'd be like, okay, Lord of the Rings, Turfy.
I say the same thing where it's like, in a scene about Pokemon, you will always get a joke pretending to know a name of a Pokemon as opposed to
yes.
saying one correctly. Say a Pokemon.
Oh, well, Charmander. I know
okay.
a Pokemon.
Yes, 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 yes. But in case you didn't, you could be like, Kroshki.
Yeah.
Guaranteed laugh.
Neepy.
Muku.
Sharp.
Jumpta.
Also, when I don't know the names of things, I just say whatever I think it is to very confused people.
Yes.
Like, there used to be these cookies on Delta, and I'd be like, to Sasheer, I'd be like, you know, those, the Zachary and Teletubby cookies. And she's
what?
Like, but she knows what I'm talking about because it's two people's names. They used to have these like chocolate fucking cookies. And I would just change the name every time I talked about them because I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No one cares. Be
no
funny.
One cares.
Be
also,
bold.
Also, if you're in a Lord of the Rings scene and you don't know what Lord of the Rings is.
Yeah.
Honestly, what a treat. Because then it's just like, I guess this scene's going to be about a church looking for a ring.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just pretend.
You know? Whatever.
Say yes. Like that girl. Get those nut butters away from my face. Another terrible line. Charo traffic school joke. Good.
Yes.
Fruity Patooties we already covered. Now three girls, one brain. Right?
Yes, this is Aiden, Britta, and She Who Must Not Be Named.
Yes, I didn't think this was as good as they thought it was.
No, this one was, for me, horrific.
Yes.
It was an improv exercise that
yes.
is not an improv scene.
No, it's a
warm-up
game.
That's not even
game.
Like a short-form game.
No.
A short-form game would be one word
at a time,
at a
building
time.
A sentence.
But, yeah, but this, I was like, or this
terrible.
Is mind meld or whatever.
This works this, once.
Yes.
Like in a sketch, you can be like, yes, we all know the answer.
Yes.
Celebrate. But it doesn't work for the whole fucking thing.
No, I think it would have been smarter to do a one word sentence building.
Yeah.
Because then you could just, it could get a little weird and you could switch it around.
Yes.
But them all talking at the same time and then
too
they
much
look,
story.
And I guess they got what? Struck by lightning and that's why they're all burnt up and have the same brain?
I guess so. But then I think there's more fun specifics in lightning.
Yes.
Even being like, actually, we were struck by lightning and then hit by a truck.
Yes.
Shortly afterwards, we were dipped in a vat of glue.
Yes.
Brought back to life by evil scientists.
Yes.
Just go, keep going.
Because I stopped listening after a while.
Yeah. I didn't care because I couldn't hear anything.
Because they were talking like this. And it's pretty easy to do that. When one person leads.
Yeah. Like, it's not that interesting.
Britta was leading it, and she was a slight step ahead. And I was like, this is not it. This is not it for me.
This is not the tea. This is not the jump off. This is late.
This is not the jump off. This ain't the tea. This ain't Lil' Kim. This ain't the jump off.
This isn't even Lil' Mama.
No.
What you know about me?
We don't know nothing about them.
My lip gloss is flat.
My lip gloss is flat.
It's not even, it's dropping. So we have some Liza Minnelli lies bullshit. Uh-huh. I did not think anyone was funny in this.
No.
The slap thing. Okay. I don't know. I don't get it.
I truly. And then Ross being like, we need them to go. They were the worst. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
I didn't need Ross. I didn't need Carson in this.
No, I needed Charo, though.
I needed Charo.
Charo's great. Charo gets it. But there's also another improv thing we talk about is like top of your intelligence.
Yes.
And like, it's really hard for me to be engaged when I don't understand why this unusual thing is happening.
Correct.
Or we see the characters are clearly lying. Because then I'm not even in the fantasy. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing comedic about obviously lying.
Yes.
It's weird.
I honestly was like, this challenge is tough because improv is already hard and bad improv is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you want people to try to improvise good to be bad?
Mm-hmm.
Why not improvise actual American Idol auditions? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why not just have, and not even do groups?
I like that. So you're saying just individual characters.
Individual characters. Each girl comes in. I'm Trudy from Illinois. I moved from Alabama. Here's my song.
I recently escaped a shed after being held there by a man named L. Gator.
Yes.
Now we're specific.
One person goes in, two people are the parents, or like something. To like break it up so it's not three people trying to act. Because three is also hard to do improv with because sometimes it divulges to two against one.
Yes, and here's another hot tip. When that happens, yes, you can, a multiple person scene can still function like a two person scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. Another fun fact with group scenes is multiple straight men or voices of reason just stop the unusual or fun thing.
Yes, you only need one straight man. And that straight man can be a lunatic.
Yeah, they can still.
Doesn't have to be boring.
They need to feed the fucking game. They can't just say, "Why are you doing that?
No,
why'd you piss your pants, you idiot?"
No, you gotta go. Oh no, you pissed your pants because you were filled with tequila.
Exactly.
I don't know. That was very bad.
No, that's great. Or like, are you still scared of the Babadook coming to get you? Whatever. Give gifts, bitch. You better give a gift, bitch. And you better work.
You better give a gift.
So back in the workroom, girls call out Aiden for not leading.
I mean, they come for her.
Yeah, I was
Britta
annoyed.
Came for her.
I was like,
and then Aiden was like, I mean, I was strategic. I picked two big personalities. I'm not a big personality.
And you're supposed to help. Improv is a team effort, honey.
It is. And it's like, you didn't carry. You spoke at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you thought you carried her?
No, you did not. And Aiden is melting away like ice in my butthole.
Mm.
Which is too bad. Dahlia has a gay twin.
Yes.
Both. And she came out in Applebee's. That's
she came
funny.
Out in Applebee's. And then her brother was like, I'm going to stay in the closet. Then her brother finally came out. Her mom was like, duh, bitch. What took you so long?
Yeah.
And now her brother wants to get into drag. And she's like, that's my fucking thing. And I was like, all right, Dahlia.
Dahlia. Okay. And editing they edited her saying, I'm going to come back a lot. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh.
I watched Untucked and it was unwatchable. Untucked is trash now. And, one thing I noticed was that there's probably a Queen's returning challenge.
Mm.
I predict. Cause there just was a lot of sound bites of her being like, well, I'll be back.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past. Rue on the runway. We're talking about it.
God,
holy
stunning.
Shit.
This orange crimp.
Oh,
this look, this Zaldi Python. Short zigzagaroo with thigh highs was truly
stunning.
Tina, look at her.
It made me so happy.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I truly gagged. She looks beautiful.
Now, and something I just noticed was that Rue never carries a bag. Now,
correct.
I'm not saying she has to. It probably doesn't make sense. But how sickening would a sequined brontosaurus clutch have been?
Ooh, that would have been like a Judith Lehman.
Oh, I don't even know that girl.
Judith Lehman makes these, like, do you remember when, like, Kim Kardashian had a hamburger or a french fry purse?
Yes.
That was covered in rhinestones?
Yes.
That's Judith.
Yes.
They're like $3,000. They're covered in Swarovski crystals. I know when I can afford one in good conscience,
yeah,
I've made it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think something like that.
I think
a besequined bone.
Ooh.
Or something, like, just because we're there and mm-hmm. you got the money, why not just take me just a little further with some sort of prehistoric touches?
I feel like she doesn't have bags because she's a host.
Yeah, I agree. What about like a sequined dino skull in the hair? Too much?
I think that's not de-elevating, but I think that's moving into camp where this is like fashion.
Yeah, you're right.
This is like, ooh, it's fashion.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree.
Fashion.
Fashion. But make fashion. It fashion.
Fashion.
Now pose. Now work.
It's a good song.
And it's a good song.
I love Naomi.
Naomi.
I just watched the first episode of All Stars 4 last night.
Yeah.
I
still like that season.
I loved that season.
There's wild moments.
Yes.
But I still really like that season.
Life's not fair. I love her.
It's a good moment. And there's actually some stuff in this reminding me of All Stars 4, which we'll get to the runway.
Okay.
We'll get to the run. Sure, are we ready for the runway?
Yes.
Olivia Munn is there. Who is she again?
Exactly. No, that's
Woo!
So rude. That's so rude.
I just forget what she's in.
I know she directed Booksmart.
Oh, Booksmart. Okay, then never mind. Shut my mouth because I love that movie.
She was on The Daily Show.
Yeah, I think you're right. I love Booksmart.
She's married to, I don't know.
Booksmart is sickening. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really good. Watch it. Especially now that we're quarantined.
I mean, we're going to have so much time to watch so much stuff.
Now that the time has come. Give me a little bit of Raja's rock and roll superstar version.
I can't. I can't even remember the lyrics. Bah, bah. It was like a lot of jumping.
Now that the time has come. What
yeah. And then her long legs are just like moving.
Can you believe how much Raja was going to win that whole season forever?
It's so wild. I love it. So
it's really ridiculous.
Who came on the runway first?
We have Mrs. Jada, Essence, Hole.
Okay.
I like this. I really do. I wonder if I wanted her runway to be more haute couture. I wanted the walk to be fashion.
Okay.
Since the look is a little pageants, toddlers-ish.
I love it. She looks like a black fucking Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I love this big fucking rolled bang. Mm-hmm. I love the big bow in her hair. This blonde, I think, is a stunning color on her.
Agree.
I also think her makeup, Jesus Christ, is so beautiful. She knows her face.
Yes.
She knows how to paint. These button earrings, I think, are adorable. The buttons on the jacket are adorable. The only thing I really don't love is the buttons in the middle of the dress.
I see that.
I think maybe that could have been another bow, or nothing. But like,
I see
maybe
that.
We did. No,
the pop
something
of,
needed
I
to
think
be
the
there.
The pop of colors, something needed to be there.
But not this. And I don't know. Maybe just like a sash. Maybe it was just like no buttons. Maybe a sash with buttons on it.
I like that. Or just like, what if it was like a ribbon cinching her the fuck in?
Yeah.
A thick ribbon cinching her in.
I think that would have been nice. But like, yeah, the scatter of buttons doesn't do it for me. Overall, I love this look except for the buttons in the middle. I think she looks beautiful.
I also wonder if the shoes.
The shoes are
need
a little.
To be pink. I wonder if the shoes could have been white. Or I don't know.
I think the shoes could have been the same color pink that was in her outfit.
Mm-hmm.
This like fuchsia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's good. I just kind of wanted her runway to not be so oopsie boopsie. I wanted it to be like.
For her to be stomping.
Stompy, sickening, because I think that would elevate this look just a hair for me.
I agree.
Just a little bit. Okay, next is Miss Dahlia Sin. Now, I agree that this is strange to me.
Okay.
I think her face is stuntina, but I think the garment is kind of floppy, wrinkly.
So I think what happened was this photographs more than it moves. I think because I'm looking at a picture of it and it's honestly pretty stunning, but on camera I was like, this looks wrinkly, like she just had it in the laundry and then shook it out and put it on.
Yeah, it didn't look that good to me. But like, I think the details look awesome, but yes, like from a distance and on film, mm-hmm. it doesn't look that interesting.
But the headpiece truly is a work of art. I think it's really pretty. I like all the little tchotchkes on it. And then the dress, I'm looking at it on Instagram, is not as bad as I thought it was on television.
It's not giving that much shape, though.
No, there's no shape to it. I do like her shoes.
The shoes are good.
The shoes go with it.
The wig is cute. Her face makeup is right.
She really knows how to paint. She knows her face.
Like, her ass is gorgeous, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I will say overall, it's a miss.
It looks like
the colors could have been, you know, more poppier. It's like a little subdued.
The ass thing to me looks like someone leaf blowed her ass up and then it got stuck on her shoulder. Like, I'm not really gagged.
Yeah. For me, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I get it.
And the ears to me just should have been sharp. If you're going to be a bunny, give me sharp ears, not like flop over dead ears.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think it's truly one of those things where you're like, I get the idea. This could have been sickening. It did not come together well.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah.
Rock'em Sock'emura, Rock'em Sock'emura. Yes, I'm saying it that weird way, but I like this. What do you think? And give me tea, boil
I
me,
truly
blanch me.
Need to see a different
steam
look.
Me.
I need different makeup.
I
get it. You do this. Great. Mm-hmm. I would love to see what you look like in a soft glam look.
I agree.
With lashes that don't go up to your forehead, but mm-hmm. I do like the look. I
she
do wish it was cinched in a little bit more at the waist.
I do too, actually.
I wish the white was less.
Mm.
Like, it accentuated her body a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, the long hair for me, didn't love it, didn't hate it. I was pretty indifferent to it. But I felt like the hair was different than the dress.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Like, the hair was a different look than the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it still has the gingham bows in it.
Yeah. I liked the big, long, nasty Tommy Wiseau hair. And I don't know why. Like,
okay.
I like this overall. I did want the skirt to be, to quote Santino, 3 stripes shorter.
Yes. Maybe that's what my issue is.
Yeah.
Like, because it looks a little matronly, and then we have, like, the long, playful hair. So I agree. 3 stripes shorter, and I think this, and then, like, cinched in a little bit more at the waist, a little bit more fitted, and this would have been sickening.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah, I like that. I almost wonder if the sleeves should have been asymmetrical.
Ooh,
I like a poof sleeve. Make it fashion. Why not?
Overall, this was not like a miss for me. I liked it.
I did too. Since you are giving a couple characters from Alice in Wonderland, and I'm just brainstorming because she has bunny ears, but she's clearly Alice.
Uh huh.
You and she has sort of a tag that's very Mad Hatter. Mm-hmm. Maybe her tits should be cups. I know I'm asking a bit much.
Ooh, that would be nice. Like a little Trinity from All Stars.
Very
cups.
That. Very that. Where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes?
I love it. And I'm not asking a lot, but like the tits be filled with tea.
Yes.
And the tea pours out.
Don't you dare spill it until it's time to pour.
Yes.
Until it's time to spill the tea.
And then you turn around and the back of your body is an Englishman who's drinking the tea.
Yes. And he's wearing one of them big fucking hats that at the Buckingham Palace.
It's not asking
it's
really
not asking
that
too much.
Much. And then the man turns into Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
And says,
hello.
Hello,
Diddy's.
Hello, Diddy's. He eats at Bridges Restaurants. Daniel, the whole time?
The whole time?
The whole time. Jan.
Hey.
Okay, for me, Jan worked this runway all the way out. I loved it, personally. I love this voodoo doll reveal look.
I also really love this voodoo doll look. Jan brought all her best drag.
She fucking did.
She keeps bringing like, new silhouettes.
It's really fun that she interpreted bows and buttons as a voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Like, she's really smart and interpreting. I also think they're sleeping on her a little bit.
They are sleeping.
This was like, not that she was great in the improv, but like, this look.
Said it before, she is pure of heart. When she reaches for the crown, it will not yield.
It's such a sickening look.
The pantsuit, the heart. This is what Evie Oddly wanted her voodoo look to be in season 11, but it was not. And I get it.
This big fucking bow, the material, this like, it's like, it looks burlappy, but also like, when you look at it, it's beautiful. It's beautiful material.
The holes.
All the buttons.
The lace.
Yeah, like the heart on the outside.
Oh,
like, I just.
God.
This look to me is truly.
This is the look of the week. This
so
is
stunning.
Absolutely. And like, I'll never know how much they edited her performance because she was really funny. I wanted her to give a little more,
but she was really funny
as Grapes. I just wanted a
fine.
Little more.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know what they edited in or out.
Yeah, who fucking knows?
This look, though, is a shoot.
It's truly a shoot.
It's unbelievable.
I would call it a shoop.
A shoop. Shoop-day-doop. Shoop-day-doop. Heidi in closet for now.
My darling Heidi.
I like this.
I honestly loved it. I didn't mind how simple it was.
I wanted more, but I liked it.
Sure. I don't know what more you wanted.
I have pitches.
Okay.
What if she had strings that were fucking crystals? Like, she had like puppet strings dangling off of her.
Oh, see, yes, that would have been.
And even like a little backstage presentation of like being ripped mm-hmm. from it. Even maybe that wood thing dragging behind her.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm asking. Now that I am asking a lot.
That, yes, that would have, you would have had to really thought.
Yes.
Like, it would have been a lot of thought.
But crystal strings, I think, is doable.
Yes.
I really do believe that.
But I will say, I don't know if she was going for that. I think she was going for a hot girl dressed as Pinocchio,
mm-hmm.
like on Halloween, which I think she accomplished.
She did.
And I think she looks she looks really cute. And I'm so glad she, like, fixed her makeup a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's getting there.
Yeah.
It's
so this,
there.
For me, I really like it. I think it's so, but also I'm a Heidi stan.
Me too.
So I'm
me
like,
too.
Anything better than last week's messy, messy makeup, I'm like, is a win for me.
I love her. I fully agree. I love her. I like the butt reveal. That to me took it
that
over the top.
That was cute. So maybe that's why she didn't do the
maybe
wooden thing hanging behind her because it would have fucked up the butt.
That's true. That okay. is true. GG. What the
stunning,
fuck?
Stunning, 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 stunning.
You fucking snake pretending to be a human.
Yes.
You are not. That's going to be how she's going to get disqualified this season. Because we find out she's just a fat python.
She's just a fat fucking python. Like, this is everything. Not one piece of luggage, but two. Wait, did she bring two down the runway?
Yes.
Yes.
A hat box.
Yes, and a suitcase.
Oh.
These orange buttons of varying shades.
To me, this put her in the top.
Yeah, I think she's going to be really serving us looks all fucking season.
This is unbelievable.
And it's so exciting. Like, the boots. These thigh-high boots that are buttoned.
This bitch. This has the nerve to be as skinny as a string and still have a waist.
She's so, during Untucked, what is it? Are you even cinched? And she's like, well, I've got skin around my bones, so I just place it where I want.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That made me laugh.
When hot people try to be self-deprecating, I'm like, that's
so
cute.
I'm like, oh my God. I met this woman in Oklahoma City where she was like, it was jarring how stunning she was. And I was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Like, do people tell you you're gorgeous all the time? And she went, yeah. And I was like, I love you.
I
and
love
then,
that for you.
Like, the second day we were talking, I was like, oh, you do have a personality. You just have to get through people thinking you're so stunning first.
Right. It's like why Jennifer Lawrence won't stop tripping. She's like, look, guys, I'm smoking and
you.
I can act. I better trip some more.
I'll say something to you about that off the mic.
Okay. Jackie Cox.
This
was only okay for me. If not, no thank you.
No thank you.
I'm kind of sick of her old school bit right now.
Yeah, this is also, I think Carson said it. Oh, wait, who's the judge? Was it Carson and
Ross and Carson?
Okay, it was
right?
both of them.
Yes.
I think Carson was like, this is costuming from a costume store. Ross or Carson said that. I fully agree. This looks like it was shook out of a bag and put on her body.
The hair especially.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is,
but her makeup
does
look good.
I know this is expensive is what's bumming me out. It's like, I know this is expensive, but like I get it. I need to see something else from you mm-hmm. right now. I want to see Lebanese. I know she's Iranian, but give me Lebanese pop star. I want to see you be stunned. I want to see you look like Nancy Ajram, Haifa Webb, Elisa, Natasha Atlas. Like,
okay.
Show me versatility already because I get it.
Yes.
You've been on a showboat before. I get it. I need something else.
I do. I will say I like the colors together.
It's stunning, but I don't
yeah,
really,
for
I'm
me,
over it.
This was a miss.
But I can't put, is it the colors that are?
No, I think it just looks a little costumey.
Yeah.
Like she looks like this was ripped from a Broadway show.
Yes. But like a really gay Broadway show.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right. It's just something about it. Widow Von Do Better Don't Better Do. What do you think of this clown town realness?
This was a miss for me.
Okay, talk to me.
Because
I kept going back and forth of like, I like it, I don't. I like it, I don't.
I feel like when you do pants on the runway, we all have to be gagged.
Mm-hmm.
I was not gagged by these ill-fitting pants.
There's some gappage.
Yeah, I don't mind the... I would have maybe liked the blazer with a... Like, maybe a long version of this blazer or a blazer with a skirt.
She's giving you a unibrow, too.
The unibrow is here to
curl.
To play. These little curls on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I like the hat. I like the bow. I don't know. Overall, this is not the look for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a funky clown.
It's new for her, which I applaud. And I think the buttons work well in contrast with the colors.
Sure.
But I agree. Maybe it's the pants or something there that's...
Something's wrong. And I'm like, maybe I want to, like, the bottom part of her. Like, so we have the shoes, the hat, uh-huh. the bow. But I'm like, you skipped. So it's like the hat, the face, the bow, the blazer. We need to see the buttons, the black button look again, kind of. Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Not that it needs to go like that, but like for me, in a clown,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a cohesive clown for me.
Yeah, I hear you clucking. Maybe she's partaking in the tradition of if you dress like a clown, you have better chances of winning.
Maybe.
Maybe she's like, let me just get this superstition out of the way.
Maybe.
It's pretty okay for me.
Yeah, it's like, I would say... If I was a teacher handing out grades, this is a C+.
I did wonder if, once again, like this was goofy,
maybe
doofy
a
camp.
B-.
I almost wonder if the face makeup was puss, if it would have sold the rest being so goofy.
Maybe. I think this outfit is what's off for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love the accoutrements.
The shoes are good.
I love the bows. I love the bow around the neck, the bow on the butt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's off in the suit look. I
agree. Crystal Method. This was not so good for me. I did think this was just like a splotch of red and pink on top of itself.
Yeah. But I did like the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I'm a Crystal Method apologist. I'm a stan. She's a hard time getting people to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
This look is bad. But I will say, she does look like a clown. Like
she sure does.
This is clown realness.
I love the lips.
I personally do love the lips.
I think I'm ready to see new eye makeup on her.
I'm ready to see new eye makeup. I am ready to see new lips, even though I love the lips.
Because she is beautiful.
I'm ready to see her be versatile.
Yes.
I do like her.
The Carson Kressley joke. I just want to insert a Carson Kressley joke there. But I think this is pretty shapeless.
Oh, yeah. It's fully shapeless.
Because you look at the top and the bottom, they're both just rectangles.
Yeah. This for me, yeah, this is a miss.
There's no pop. And
no.
Like, I almost even wonder if, even if the wig was a totally different color
mm-hmm.
or if like there's blue in her eye makeup, I wonder if bigger splashes of blue would have sold this more.
Maybe. I will say I don't mind the wig. I like the bow and I like the shoes and I like the gloves.
Yes.
The dress could change for me.
Miss Nikki Doll.
Nikki Doll, what a stunning look that's like really smart.
She is not in the bottom two. Fuck all the way off, World of Wonder. She is not in the bottom two. Well, until the lip sync, that was. But
yes, but this like Cinderella look.
Amazing. Button wig.
A button wig.
A mouse.
Little mouse making her dress for her.
The little measuring tape as a strap.
Yes. Also, her makeup is...
Beat.
Stunning.
This is what you Valentina wanted to look
the big
like.
Needle.
When she does her curves and swerves runway, this is what she wanted it to be.
Mm, yeah.
Remember that?
What is curves and swerves? Was that that leather bodysuit that was ill-fitting?
No. This is the one where she was like just wigless and like sort of had the pads on and had like the dots on her.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And when
okay.
she said, ladies, I'm boiling. Where she was mad that she was safe.
Yes.
She's ridiculous.
Ladies, I'm boiling.
And she's team too much. But this is so good. I think this should have kept her safe for sure.
I agree.
This is crazy. Now, this is the producers just making them get in their head and go crazy. Because once mm-hmm. I saw what Aiden was wearing, I threw my TV
is
out the window.
Is Aiden next?
I think so, because...
My fucking God.
Girl.
This bitch.
Now, we say this just like as critics who are also pro Aiden Zane. I am pro you, if... There's no way you're listening. If you're listening, I am pro you. I love your face makeup. I love what you have to offer. I love your personality.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not it.
I mean, not like... I'm also like, I'm like, does she put the bows on this sweater or does she like find this in Goodwill and was like, ooh, I'll wear this.
Boy.
But like, this is like Forever 21.
Are you kidding me?
This is Goodwill.
This is bad.
This is honestly, I own this sweater.
Yeah.
And I wear this in my everyday life.
Yes.
Like, this is not for me theatrical enough to wear on the runway.
She's pretty much worn this silhouette and this wig already. Her spring look was exactly this.
She brought one wig. Ask a friend for a favor.
How dare you wear the same wig 6 times in a row? And
but like,
wear...
I do like her face. I do like this way she paints.
Did she see what everyone else was wearing? Did she see what everyone else was wearing and shit her britches?
It is kind of wild that this is such a pedestrian look.
This to me is classic season 2 overproduction. Even when they're like, Mystic Summers is not in the bottom. And you're like, what are you talking
mm-hmm.
about? Like when they're purposefully keeping the bottom girl out of the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes Amon, you're not in the bottom. What are you talking about?
Hmm.
They're just keeping people out of the bottom for the sake of keeping them out of the bottom. It's like, come on.
I mean, I like Aiden.
I do too. But
and
this
I think
is bad.
She's great.
But
I just really don't get this look.
This makes UCB Drag Race look elevated, and that's not good.
Well, she posted something. She posted, my drag style tends to lean towards less is more approach. Even still, I wish I could have accomplished something a bit more with my buttons and bows runway. But this is my interpretation. Pretty simple and pink. Don't like it? Too fucking bad.
Work.
Yeah, I mean, own it.
That is her right to tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, I mean... I will say this. It's not a bad look. I just, for me, on Drag Race, on the runway, it's a little too less. Truly, I would wear this. I would wear this out to Target.
Of course you would, but you would not wear it on the main stage and be like, gagaroni. You wouldn't say that. You would be like, sorry, guys, this is Kraft mac and cheese without the sauce.
Yes. But I do like Aiden. I need her to step it up.
Oh, she needs to step it up. Miss Brita! Good. I thought this was cute. I think the hair is really beautiful.
I love the hair. I love the bows in the hair, the color of the hair, the makeup. She knows her face. She knows how to paint.
Her body's right.
I think her body does look good, but I don't like this dress.
That's fair.
And I couldn't tell you why.
Maybe it's just too, it's too reminiscent of like a Trixie look we've already seen.
Maybe.
It's just, you know, it's like cute, 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 pink, pink, pink. It is cute though.
Oh no. I can't put my dang little fingy on it.
I literally think bows were popping off of her because there's one visible on the runway. Which I get. It's hard to keep bows on you.
Maybe it's the bottom where we got these like button cutouts.
You don't buy that?
I don't know. There's something about this dress that I'm not here for. Like you, Britta.
I love her. I wonder if the shoes almost clunk it up too much.
Maybe.
Like a sleek shoe with such a bulky top maybe would have made it cleaner. It's cute.
I truly can't put my finger on it.
It's pretty. It's safe. It's good. And then she shall not be named.
Who made it? Did you write
Florence DeLay.
Florence DeLay. What a stunning look that you turned out. Florence?
Bitch.
Florence Lee?
Florence DeLay. I think it's like a pun on Florida Lee. Florence DeLay. You know, Florida Lee is that fun little like cross shape you see in New Orleans a lot.
Oh, I thought that was called a fleur de deux.
And that's comedy. And that's comedy. No, yeah, this look is all kinds of next level.
Yeah, it's stunning.
It's ugly dolls went to Paris.
Yeah, and then she removes them button eyes and she got the dead eyes.
It's Coraline Couture.
Yeah, it really.
It is.
It stuns.
It is. This look is everything. The boots, the overbows, the evil people, mm-hmm. the needles.
Let's not give her any more attention. No. So we find out she wins the challenge.
And they edit it snappily and briefly.
Yeah, to the point where you're like, I forgot this bitch was in the episode. She's edited out of Untucked. There's a scene where she is literally talking. You see it from another angle, but like they only use one camera angle.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's you got to watch the editing. They're editing her out of the show.
I'm so sorry to the editors.
I mean,
who are just like working over double time. I also want to say this is going to prevent them from winning the Emmy.
You think?
Huh? Think about it. Can you really give an Emmy to a show that is showing a sex monster win week after week after week? I don't think you can.
I don't know.
I mean, they're making the donations to the Trevor Project, but I don't know.
Yeah. I
just feel like it's not their fault.
No.
It's just strange optics.
She must not be Name's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be Allison Mossy.
She sure does like playing villains. She mm-hmm. likes playing this evil little girl doll, doesn't she?
Doesn't she? Maybe she's an evil little girl doll in real life.
A voodoo girl who's controlling other people mm-hmm. with her lies.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Widow, Jada, Jan, Rock, Gigi, Aiden, and Britta are safe. Mm-hmm. I thought this was weird. I almost wonder if like Gigi and Jan could have been the top or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My winner was Heidi.
Me too.
I thought Heidi won. But I get her runway wasn't as gaggy.
When you look at everyone else, it's like it's a 9 out of 10 and everyone else's is like 11.
Yeah, but I would have given it to my girl Heidi. Heidi ho!
Heidi ho! Michelle is like, you could have better broccoli puns, like lost in the sauce. I was like, really? Really?
Well, she's coming up with them off
she's
the
trying.
Dome.
She's trying.
But she is right.
Right. Clear the floret. We could do
anything. And then her just being like, I just wanted to be sexy. I was like, since when has that excuse ever worked on this show?
I know.
Just someone being like, oh, I was resting on pretty. That's literally what I was doing.
Totally. That was totally. And it's just like, I was trying. And then she has the nerve to blame Broccoli later of like, that's the character's fault. It's like, no, it's not.
No, don't blame Broccoli.
You can make Broccoli any. That's actually a gift.
Yeah, truly. You could have gone either way. It could have been closeted, super straight.
Look
like,
at the
whatever.
Pixar toys. Like, I was like, I never would have looked at a Tyrannosaurus Rex and been like, it's a nervous wreck. But guess what? That was a choice.
Yes. Who would have thought Sporky was obsessed with trash because he was trash?
Exactly.
Honestly, Sporky is maybe the best character in any movie ever.
You can even make Broccoli OCD.
Yes.
Because it's like, I've had a lot of friends die from E. coli. So I just want to stay clean. Must be clean. That's a choice.
That's fun.
I mean,
come on. Well, I think people don't ever think when they're playing like an object to give it, to truly personify it in a way.
Right.
Where you're like, I'm giving this thing human characteristics.
True.
And then Nikki Doll was also in the bottom.
Yes, Nikki Doll. I thought that was unfair because Aiden should have been there, but whatever.
See, I would say Aiden, since they were all talking at the same time, Aiden didn't really like fall behind. But then also I was like, She Who Must Not Be Named didn't stand that much out.
Mm-hmm.
I think she won because of that runway.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good runway.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Crystal cries.
Crystal could have been in the bottom.
She could have. Yeah, she totally. To me, Crystal and Dahlia was the more obvious bottom out of those.
I agree. But so, Dahlia very much in Untucked was like, Crystal should be lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, Dahlia, just like, it's okay.
Producers.
Just lip sync.
It's fine. But I do need you guys to get your hands off the season because just let the people in the bottom two be in the fucking bottom two.
Uh-huh.
So I can watch my show and not think about
so I can
how it's
watch
produced.
Watch my stories and not think about producers.
Yeah. And but the second I'm thinking about why is Aiden Zane not in the bottom two, then I'm out of my fantasy and that sucks.
Sure.
I was a little okay. So okay, when what's his name? Good God. Oh my God, his name's gone. When he's like, Nikki, you need to French it up.
Oh, Ross.
Yes, or whoever Carson is like, you need to French it up, go Frencher.
Mm-hmm.
I am okay with that, but I do want to call out the strange optics of a white person being like, be foreign. Go yes. Be foreign and foreign it up. I agree it could be funny, but I don't know if it's their place to tell them how to be funny.
I agree to an extent.
Please.
If you do not speak English and you have a hard time understanding and executing the challenge, I think it's okay for you to speak French. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to try to be funny in French.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it may have been articulated not in a great way.
Yes.
To be like, you know, Charo was just speaking Spanish and that was funny. And I was like,
yes.
Charo is also just funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you don't know what she's saying.
Right.
And it might be Spanish, but like sometimes I'm like, was that just a noise?
Right.
So like that's Charo.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the thing to take or to tell Nikki is like, I think maybe if you find a comfortability in something, comfortability.
Yes, girl.
Is that a word?
Yes, girl. I mean, it's not, but it is today.
If you could find a way to be.
Comfortability? Comfortability.
If you find a way to comfort. Be comfortable.
Comfortable with.
And then after you feel comfortable to leave your comfort zone to like actually be funny, I don't know. I don't know if I'm making any sort of sense.
You are totally making sense. You're basically saying that let the artist make that choice.
Yes. To be like, Nikki, are you more comfortable speaking French? And if she had said yes,
yes.
Then be like, oh, so why don't you bring that to the challenge?
Yes.
As opposed to French it up, Frenchie.
Exactly.
I think there's just a way to say things.
Reminds me of your very successful sketch.
Thank you. I've been told to black it the fuck up.
I've been told to fag it up.
Oh my God.
I've been told to brown it up.
Depressing.
It's like I like expressing myself as an artist in those ways where I comment on my experience, but it feels stranger when someone says, do the thing,
yes.
Dance for me.
Yes, especially when you have a standard American accent
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, I can't just talk the way I talk.
Yeah.
But like Nikki does have an accent.
I know. I agree.
I just think there's a more delicate way to have said that.
I agree. I think you can honestly say, like, if you feel like it, you know, you can have fun hyperbolizing or exaggerating your point of view.
Yes.
If you feel comfortable expressing yourself in that way.
Yes.
And if not, gag.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have the most boring lip sync.
Oh.
I would have sashayed both of them away.
I think so, too. And I mean, I think the internet agrees. Like, it's like, this was not a good. The song is We Got a Problem, and they never had a problem in the song. You could go comedic and have a problem with your dress
yes.
or your wig even.
Yes.
I know you don't. There was no gag. There was no flag.
It wasn't even like a competent, simple lip sync. It was just so, like, nobody had a light in their eyes. Nobody was fighting to stay.
The editors were working twice as hard to
try to show
someone doing well.
Some, I don't know. And then Dahlia turned around like she was going to do something and then didn't do anything.
Yes. I know, girl. And I was like, you're wearing a short dress.
And I was.
You're from the House of Aja?
I know. I was like, Aja performs.
Right. Oh my God. It wasn't good. It was not good. I did want Nikki to stay out of those two. I like Dahlia, but.
I like Dahlia too, but Dahlia didn't excite me
mm-hmm.
in a way that she did during her Meet the Queens and her looks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think it's insane. I mean, it's like she didn't give anything, she stomped off.
Oh boy.
Girl, that's.
What a temper tantrum.
Good luck.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you don't want to say nothing?
Come on.
Nothing. I mean, she could have turned around and been like, I'm gorgeous. I don't know. Like, did we not learn anything from Vanjie?
Right.
You can be iconic and go home first.
Yes. Like the Black Dahlia, I'm dead but not forgotten.
Yes. Like the Black Dahlia, I've been decapitated from the crown.
Like the Black Dahlia, my murder remains a mystery. Aiden. What if she just said that?
Aiden.
Like the Black Dahlia, I shouldn't have been killed first.
LOL.
LOL. That was wild, but that's a missed opportunity to sell your t-shirt at RuPaul's Online Drag Con.
Cancel Drag Con.
That is RuPaul's Online Drag Con.
Are they doing it online?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just joking.
But it is canceled, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is fucking canceled.
Everything's canceled.
Isn't
Untucked
it
should
so
be free.
Wild. Not to get back into Corona.
We have
isn't
to.
Isn't it so wild that every like public giant gathering has been canceled mm-hmm. and everyone was like, well, we should all go to restaurants then. It's like,
oh my God.
It's so wild. And then people are like, what about the economy? I'm like, order takeout. Like,
yeah.
Limit your interaction. Oh my God.
Order takeout. Leave that shit at the door. Spray your chicken Patsy with Lysol.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know. It's terrifying. And I literally thank you for spending this time with us. We're going to have a lot of online content for you.
Yes.
But we really cannot stress this enough that this is not a joke.
No.
People
like,
are
careful.
Dying.
I am so confused why people here go, we're different from China. We're different than Italy. Mm-mm. We're different than any other country where this has hit bad.
No.
And it's like, so we've taken no preventative measures, but we still think we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like truly Australia after like, I think it was like a week ago. There was like, my friend was like, oh, there was an overnight flight from Italy and it landed. And then everyone, they were like, turn around, go back. You can't come here.
Yeah. We didn't do that, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's.
People, those people are here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to freak you guys out. But please, social distance.
Yes.
Get into your place. I'm not kidding. It's the difference between couple people getting sick and millions getting sick.
Yes.
This is legit.
And if you interact with old people or people with compromised immune systems, like truly, you be responsible.
Yes.
If you do shit for your grandma, you make sure you don't talk to nobody.
Yeah. Go to cdc.gov, educate yourself.
Or WHO.
WHO.
World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization. They have actual information on like our government and
because we're getting a lot of conflicting information.
Mm-hmm.
Like our president during a press conference was like, this is not bad. And then cut to like a doctor being like, this will get bad.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we're going to see 0 to 15 cases. Well, that has been disproved.
That has been fully disproven.
Also, we don't have a correct estimate of how many cases are actually here because we don't have enough tests.
No.
China is now donating tests to us.
Yes. And that man fired our pandemic.
In 2018, they were fired.
He was told about this in January and said, no, thank you.
Until so, we're now 3 months in.
This could have been prevented.
Yes.
This really, and I'm not, I don't want to get too serious, but I do mean it when I say, let's vote this fall.
Yes, get out there and vote for somebody who maybe wants to give us universal health care.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's vote for somebody who wants to make sure that workers have paid leave. I'm a Bernie girl. I think Bernie is great.
I do too. But even if we get the other guy.
If we get the other guy, I will vote for the other guy.
Guess what? He would react to a pandemic.
Or at least put people in place who would react to a pandemic.
He's an adult. He's an actual adult. He's not
a fucking piece of shit. He might be a little bit of a Looney Tune,
but
like.
He's not great, but right now we really have to pick between Satan and Damien.
Yeah, I mean.
And Damien's just a little baby.
Also, I don't believe Trump doesn't have it. I think he does.
I think he does.
Because there was like one press conference where he was like, I'm going to go back to the Oval Office. These people will answer your questions. I'm like, why? Because you're not feeling so good?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go sit down?
Wearing that USA hat a little tight. And I really do mean it. Like, let's people, and I don't want to be so grim, but people are going to die and it is this man's fault.
Yeah.
People are going to die and it is our president's fault. And if we do not vote appropriately, I don't care what you believe. If you do not vote this fall.
Please go out and vote.
This has never been more grave. And I love you all. And I appreciate my queer community and my straight community.
Yes.
So let's do what's best for us as a people.
Be careful. Wash your hands. Social distance.
2 meters from everyone.
stay inside unless you absolutely need to go out. Check on some old people in your neighborhood. Go grocery shopping for them.
Take some Feel CBD.
Yes.
Distance yourself. Let yourself fall into the fantasy of your entertainment. Love yourself.
I mean, truly, I just got a news alert that said bars are closed in Boston. It's bad.
It's bad.
If bars are closed in Boston, it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. We need to go home. Thank you for listening. If
Bye.
You are still
we have to go.
If you're still on the internet, rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes. Oh,
Bye.
Pandemic. Oh, that's probably not how she
Stella back to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.